coffee.
Beer it is.
No, I said coffee.
Beer.
Coffee.
B-E-E.
C-O.
B-A.
This is The Perfect Pour. Welcome to The Perfect Pour,
episode 144, Indie Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I am Slurps McGee.
We're here to talk about beer, craft beer, some culture, some beers we were caught drinking.
Yay.
Some beers you and I and all of us should look out for. And, of course, listener participation time, also known as voicemails. And, you know, whatever song has been made up for this week.
Is this a thing now?
I think maybe Paul and Fairfax might be building an album. There might be a perfect album.
Is he going for the EP?
By the time of the year. I don't know, man. He might be going full album. It's going to be like a punk rock album, though. There's all short songs.
20 songs all.
Yeah, like it'll go back
75
album.
Seconds.
15 songs. Oh, shit. 15 songs. Yeah, it's about a 14-minute runtime.
Hey, Mikey.
Oh, yes?
By the way, it's show 145.
Oh, okay. 145. Sure, whatever.
I don't like being wrong or proving people wrong. So I'm going to open this beer.
Damn it.
I love gold.
One thing I didn't fucking have queued up.
Sorry, I didn't warn you. It was just
I should have had it.
Just hit rewind on your DVR and pretend this didn't happen.
Damn the world and all of the things.
Welcome to the podcast where the rules are made up and we aren't prepared.
There it is.
You know what I have in my hand?
What?
I have some Dust Bowl Therapist India Pale Ale. Imperial India Pale Ale, I should say. And let's have you guys guess. I brought two of them.
Okay.
And you can guess when they're both dated. No, just kidding. Somebody guess.
What are we guessing?
Guess the date. But should I have it, though? Should I taste it first?
Yeah.
Okay. We should taste first. Instead of the alcohol, we're gonna guess the date.
I'm gonna pull a. Oops! I'm gonna use my big glass.
I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen. Yep, 22. Okay. I can hear it. That's a 22.
All right.
That's a middle pour.
See, I tried to. I got second pour, middle pour.
I looked. You guys can also guess the percentage.
I also used a big glass so that it changed the sound a little bit more too. I tried to trick you guys.
Yeah. You would have to have a consistent. Let's see if I can guess the date.
Oh, that's above room temperature, sir.
It was kept in my garage fridge, which is about 50 degrees, mm-hmm. and I did chill it down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely on the high end of the enjoyable spectrum for IPAs.
This tastes like a.
It's fresh.
March 28th, 2016.
I'll go with April 2nd. I'm going bold.
Bold. And you're saying it's super fresh.
Super fresh.
And
super
Mikey fresh. Went over.
Ah, oh, damn it.
And so did the brother.
Oh. We got a little crazy. You got me all crazy with your throw in there.
March 18th, 2016.
Ooh, I had two damn of three it. Correct.
Yes. And he was only 10 days off. So.
Hey.
Yes.
And ABV, can you guys have a...
Yes.
I already know the therapist from Dust Bowl is strong like bull.
Yeah, strong like
bull. I'm going to say 9.5.
See, I remember 13.
Oh, wow. Reason.
See, I seem to think both of those are right, but this one comes in at a 10.4.
Woo, damn it.
Woo. I thought therapist...
Yes, that's me. I was under.
Me.
Yes, so I'm playing.
Is it me?
Did I get Plinko? Plinko? They get to play Plinko?
No, I want to play Plinko.
No, that's my game. That's a game where you don't have to do anything. You just put, you have to win the chips.
Yes, you do. How many chances you get to drop the plankos?
Tunk, 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 tunk.
Okay, can I play the punch wall then? Where you punch the prices?
The punch wall.
Yes.
Damn it. I wanted that.
Plinko.
About the punch wall.
Take that,
Plinko. I like the yodeler, the guy, though.
Oh, yeah, where you got to make him climb the hill.
Can I just get the dumb luck guy where he just listens to the audience and he's the guy that never goes over on a price? Showcase showdown. You didn't go over, so you win. Yay!
Oh, yeah, guys will move through the system like that, just going under and everything. Yeah, you're playing the system, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, play right.
He's like a card counter at the blackjack table.
Right.
Well, I think maybe I think after we've figured out our Price is Right podcast that we're going to do, obviously.
Obviously.
We're going to drink some beer. Then this is damn good. This is the best therapist I've ever had.
So I've seen kegs pop up. I know Spokeasy is having a tap takeover on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this has been talked about by Scott. But I forgot that they have a beer called Taco Truck.
Okay.
And I was at the Goldsteins on Monday, and they had the keg sitting there, and it said Taco Truck. And it wasn't on draft, but I know that kegs have shown up, and I know that I was at Save Mart, of all places, and that's where this therapist was. Everything else, we know that they have the distributor change, and everything else was a year or two old, and this was fucking March 18th. So,
damn.
And the shelf was full; like they just put the case on there. So, it seemed like therapist has made it out into the world, and kegs are rolling in right now.
Nice
case on. It's supposed to be a play on game on, but case on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
good job.
I could tell you guys liked that one.
Yeah. Well, very quickly, our tailgating beers.
Oh, so ignoring we'll that, moving on.
That was the gun rack of compliments right there.
Iron Springs,
yes, very nice.
Brewing in Marin County, the JC Flyer IPA. It was donated by the Bearded Brewer.
Yeah.
We waited quite a while to have this, so it was pretty old.
You have to IPA-wise. Understand, sometimes it's slim pickings, and sometimes you forget about something.
Right.
But we'll get to it.
We finally got to it. And I thought it was pretty good. I think I'd like to try that fresh, because mm-hmm. that might knock my socks off if it's fresh.
Ooh. We might know a guy.
It bit pretty hard. Yeah. We got to get up to Marin. We haven't been to Marin for a little bit, so. Now I have to go to Iron Springs. I never really thought I knew Iron Springs was there, but I never thought to go there. But now I got to go. Marin Brew Co. and Iron Springs are on the list. I always go to Moylan's or something, but now
Moylan's
something new.
Mm, why not?
They've seemed to have dropped off in the valley.
Moylan's and Marin Brew Co. dropped off. And that's.
Were you just saying that? Am I just catching up?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've just been thinking that, like, Marin Brew Co. is gone now.
Yeah.
And Moylan's is
ooh, Marin still had around. That San Quentin Stout.
Yep.
Oh, that was good.
You liked that one,
I
huh?
did like that one.
But yeah, that was Randy's account, so I don't know. I forgot to ask him when he was here about the Marin Brew Co.
Give him the boot.
Something's obviously happened, because it's gone, like, there's no Marin Brew Co. anywhere now.
They failed to turn the boot.
Yeah, apparently. Was not clicking. Here in town. We also had From the Can.
What?
This one is talked to. I always hear about the RSD podcast brothers down there. In particular, 3B Zine. I think SD Beer Talk too, but I know 3B Zine. They always talk about how Islander IPA is just kind of like their classic. They're kind of a go-to for them, and now they're in cans. So I'm like, oh, I remember not liking Islander a lot, and I haven't had it for a long time. I was like, because of the podcaster love, I've got to try it again. Oh, and it's in cans.
And
see, I wasn't so thrilled about it, but I think maybe you guys had a different opinion.
Yeah,
Coronado's
not socks Islander are still IPA. On, but solid day drinker. This would be a cool breezy day beer.
Yeah. It comes in, I think it comes in pretty low. I want to say 5.5.
Yeah. I like it. Could be drinking that.
Oh, no, it's seven.
Oh, seven.
Hmm.
Well, then. I will drink it slowly, but I would still drink it while performing activities.
Nonviolent activities.
Nonviolent, but maybe heavy machinery involved with dangerous moving parts.
So, but there you go. That's our tailgating. Been caught up. Been caught up. What's going on out there?
We have a been caught up song?
In the culture. A culture of craft beer.
We need to get on to the next bit song.
Let's go. Like that tangent. Tangent.
That works too. What are we doing now?
Culture. What we got out there? What's going on out there?
Sup. Sup, culture.
What happened this week in beer?
So the new Popolos. Poplos has posted a new photo, and they put a banner in front of the building that says, hey,
this peoples, is our building.
Poplos is going in here.
We claim for us now.
And in the comments, they mentioned that they're getting some plans on some moderate renovations and including building of a salad bar, which is the important part. Oh, and they actually said that they've had an overwhelming amount of people that already want to reserve, like reservations for opening night.
Yes, I want in.
And to reserve the banquet room that they now have.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're bastards. Always like, they're like, so.
That should be ours.
Mine.
So they're all, we're brought having a work meeting. We need to rent out. And they're like, we're not even open yet. And they're like,
well, we need to rent it out. I don't care.
But they're still accepting reservations for.
Wow.
Once they open.
Reservations at Pablo's.
Yeah.
No, it better not get too popular. I'm out. I'm like, Popolos.
Popolos.
Yeah, but we have to hope that people aren't used to the patio. Think about it.
I know. It's going to have a patio.
Yeah. How big is this patio? I need numbers.
It's probably 10 by 15, maybe 10 by 20.
That's a very small patio.
It's a nice corral, and it's the side that faces the river. You probably can't see the river from there, but it's the side that faces it.
Yes, but what I'm saying is it will be booked up quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's first nice day in Fresno. Patio taken.
Come to Tioga's Coil this Saturday. We are releasing Mocha Midnight Lightning.
Mocha bottles. Midnight Lightning release. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. Wow. He just worked that in like his
NBD. He worked in a live commercial. Those are the most valuable live commercials.
Also featured on draft, we will have... chocolate peach midnight lightning on
chocolate
nitro?
Peach Bleh. Midnight
nitro,
lightning.
Nitro, nitro.
What is that? Is that like a Budweiser commercial where they make fun of you? Like, aha, craft beer drinkers, how about something with the peach and the
Wrote
lightning?
The hard way.
Let me explain it. Shut your face. And then we also have.
Was it cold transfer though?
Yes.
The hard way.
Transfer.
Insert cold transfer. Song here.
Cold transfer.
Where is our cold transfer song?
Yeah, where are our songs?
I've got multiple things, and
no,
I love gold.
Nothing
right
matters.
Now is on
Play
there.
That song. I'm not going on with the show.
Oh, it'll get in there.
Okay, just edit it in right here.
No,
and Mexican chocolate midnight lightning will also be on draft.
Mexican chocolate,
which is going to have midnight some variation lightning. Of chocolate and. Chilies. Could be chili powder, fresh chilies,
chili powder,
dried chilies, chilies on the Barbie, something.
Chilies on the Barbie.
So, Mikey.
Sounds exciting.
I want your opinion.
So, you're saying there's a
chance. On something.
All right.
I feel it's beer culture. So, you are in love with the franchise of a movie called Star Wars, right?
Yes, I am a Star Wars geek.
So, what if they made...
Blue Milk Stout.
What if they made...
Ooh. Make it.
A Star Wars t-shirt.
That's never been done. Never seen one.
Mikey's
before.
Not wearing one right now.
That's kind of craft beer related.
Yes, I'm listening.
I just sent it to you guys. Now, look at it. It's in the Perfect Pour group chat.
Group chat.
They ripped
Perfect
off...
Perfect Pour group chat.
They ripped off the Blue Moon logo.
Oh, I've seen that one.
But
seen it.
Dark Side Wheat Ale. That's no moon. Space Station Brewing Company. Hashtag, I think that's a good brewery name if it does not exist.
Space Station Brewing Company. Somebody needs to get in on that.
But
it's pretty cool. It's just too bad it's a Blue Moon.
So is that where you draw the line? I mean, I know you don't like macro beer. Mm-hmm. So if somebody got you that, they'd be like, oh, like
my macro beer.
So I have two situations. You have a guy that drinks Blue Moon and kind of like Star Wars, and he's around you and he's trying to talk to you. Do you punch him in the face?
No, I won't punch him.
Okay.
I haven't punched anyone in the face since I was 5.
Wow.
Second of all, an elder of yours, whether it's mother, aunt, or grandma, buys you that t-shirt.
Is this elder named Pliny?
But they're like, oh, Mikey, you like beer and you like Star Wars. Yeah. I got you this shirt.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It does say limited edition on the tag.
I would have to wear it in a situation where they're there. Like, if they're coming over the house, I'm like, all right, I'll put on the Blue Moon ripoff
shirt.
Pull
it out of the wrapper.
Yep.
It's still wrinkled.
Yep. And I'll be like, it smells like that been wrapped up smell. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, I wear it all the time. Yeah. Well, it just so happens I was wearing it
today. It's got the package wrinkles still in it.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's pretty fucking cool shirt.
Oh, it's fresh.
Because, you know, I like beer and Star Wars. So, thanks, bro. Thanks, Uncle.
You just called your aunt, bro.
Thanks, bro. What's up, bro? That's how my aunt and my aunts roll. Aunts have lots of aunts.
Aunts.
Rolling around. Unfortunately, none of them are here.
But they're brotastic.
They're brotastic, bro.
Brotastic.
So, yeah, I mean, I had to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Whenever there's a stop in conversation, you throw this in. Who was singing this after the whole week last week?
I was.
I was for a few days. Do you have a review of Paul's drumming?
It is appropriate.
good review. What's he say? The Alton Blue? What's that?
I missed it.
Mountains are blue.
That's my best. That's cold transfer.
Where he drops it a little bit.
Gets a little funky.
So you got me listening to the drums now, so I ignored the words altogether. The snare is just trashy enough.
What else is going on in the culture? Other than beer songs.
Beer songs.
Beer.
Got beer songs. Beer.
Coffee.
Are you guys ready for a round of great idea or gimmick?
Great idea or gimmick?
Great idea or gimmick? You decide.
Give it to me.
There's a new, maybe not new, but it's new to me. A growler with a CO2 charged cap.
Not new.
To keep your beer fresh.
It's like constantly CO2ing your growler. It's like,
it uses the little...
Does it have sonic foamer technology?
Maybe. probably not for copyright reasons. But it's a lid on the growler that has the little baby CO2 charges, like used for airing up your tires on a cycling ride. Or if you're a paintballer, use them in your airsoft guns.
Okay.
And so it's supposed to keep the growler fresh for up to 3 weeks.
Whoa, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's pretty solid.
It's called the Browler.
Browler. Is it called the Browler?
The Browler, Brawler.
It could be called the Browler, man.
The Browler.
Yeah.
It's a Browler.
You can bring the frat parties. I got a Browler.
I got a Browler.
Hey, look at Nick. He brought a Browler. Yeah, guys.
Yeah, bros.
You're in.
I had to go to 12 different places to get Bud Light put in it.
Guys, do you put Bud Light in Brawlers here?
No, we don't do that here. Get out of here.
You're good now.
Come on, man.
It's fresh, bro.
What else, bro? What else is Brolin out there?
What else is Brolin?
Nothing?
Crickets. Nothing. Crickets are Brolin.
I wrote something else down, but I don't know what it means.
So. Gibberish. Cold You're transfer.
Matt, what does this mean, Matt, what does this mean? I don't know, Matt. I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
I literally wrote down too close, too gamble.
Too close.
IPA question mark.
Let's see if we can figure that out. Too close, too gamble, IPA? You think that's like a name, maybe?
I don't know.
Too close, too gamble.
Too gamble.
Well, we'll figure it out during the course of this episode.
All I can hear is cold transfer.
We'll figure that shit out. Well, there is a AB InBev made a purchase.
Oh, did they?
They picked up a little action.
Yeah.
A brewery called Devil's Backbone.
Oh, that's right.
I've heard that name.
Virginia or something. Something out there. Some sort of Appalachian related state, I believe.
Wouldn't that kind of affect Blue Ox?
I
thought he was over in that side of the States.
He's in the Virgin.
I don't know that I've ever had a Devil's Backbone. I'm pretty sure I haven't, but
I looked it up. We've had the collab they did with Ninkasi.
Oh, okay.
The Devil went down to Oregon, I think.
I thought that tasted a little corporate.
That was my only untapped check-in was that collab they did.
Yeah, that would have been it, because he sent us that beer.
Cold transfer.
Even though Ninkasi is closer to us,
yes.
That collab beer came from back east.
Well, I was thinking that it's kind of like not that big a deal because it doesn't really affect us. So we're like, But it just made me think at this point where the big beer, right, whether it's AB InBev, Miller, Coors, Corona, like they're with their crafty portfolios, like they have to at some point here, maybe they're at that point where they're fighting shelf space for themselves, like fighting themselves for shelf space.
Yeah.
like they can't even get all their craft beer departments out on the shelves with their beer, with their main corporate beer, their macro beer. It's like they're like, I can't, you know.
Ooh. So is that, are you conspiracy theorying? Are you saying that they're just going to disappear? Like all these craft brands are going to disappear?
I don't, well, I'm just saying
die a slow death. Like they're going to make it seem like, oh, look, we're helping. just kidding. Well, where'd they go?
We haven't seen that yet, though.
That's hiding a treat from your dog. Like, you know it's there. The dog knows it's there. It's still in your hand, but you think you're being clever.
They're like, no, it's still there.
Yeah, I know they're there. Why don't you put them out in front of me?
We haven't seen that yet where something that was bought out that folded, have we? That just, they decided, this isn't working out. We close it.
Either the job well done and we didn't notice, or no, nothing's has folded yet.
I guess that would be the canary. Mm-hmm. If they're just like, yeah, it turns out Elysian's not that great. We shut the doors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It
turns out we shouldn't
have
bought.
Where is Elysian? We should do a checkup on Elysian.
Turns out we shouldn't have bought an Elysian. But nobody's
Somebody call Red Robin, see if they're still serving.
I haven't seen like a big article on like, this is what's happening. Now that whoever owns Elysian, who is it that owns Elysian? Is it AB InBev or is it Miller Coors?
I think it was InBev.
And so InBev owns Elysian. They were like,
because they had the commercial with the
right,
peach.
Yeah. And then they were like, they're making fun of it at the same time they bought
the
brewery that's famous for that. But like, I haven't seen a big article on like, this is what has happened with the Elysian beer now. Now that, you know, or whatever beer that's been bought out. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, look at how much it's grown, or look at how much nobody's giving a shit now, or look at it, like, how the effect.
Yeah.
I've not really seen, like, a full-blown, like, comprehensive article on the effect of what has happened to these breweries afterward, the aftermath of it. Whether it's been, like, oh, their sales have gone through the roof, or people don't talk up their buzz, their people don't talk about these breweries anymore. What has happened? I'm waiting for that beer journalist beer. Get that out there.
Other than us.
Yeah, other than me. I don't have time to deal with that. Somebody else do it, and then I can talk about it. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
So while we're on this subject, you know, the one thing we got thrown at us was, oh, what do you think the quality is going to drop now that they got bought out?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we never said that, you know.
No.
But all I could help but laugh at the all the Goose Island Bourbon County bottles that have been affected.
Yeah, they had infected. To pull all that shit back.
Like, I keep seeing it pop up probably once a week on the social media. Like, oh, got a bad bottle. You see somebody videoing a drain pour. And I'm not saying it's never happened before, but my question is, did it ever make it out to market? Like, did Goose Island ever let out bad bottles before?
I always wondered that too. Like, is that something that's only happened because Budweiser owns them now?
Yeah.
Or is that just something that happens regularly?
Yeah, is that just a coincidence that...
And it just so happens that Budweiser owns them. Like, I really want to make fun of that, but I'm like, well, maybe that just happens all the fucking time. Doesn't
matter. Yeah, maybe. Budweiser, yeah, because we never had it back before it wasn't Goose Island. So we don't know.
I don't know.
It is coincidental.
Mm-hmm. Things make you go, hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. I think we need some more beer.
New beer.
Everyone to volunteer.
I already went up there once.
Oh, so you're accustomed
I'm
to it.
I'm looking at you. Looking at you, Nick.
Damn it.
I'll turn the fridge mic on.
Yay. Come on, Jovi.
Yay. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Jovi's sleeping.
Yeah, Jovi's sleeping.
Useless mutt.
Studio lab.
Useless mutt.
Oh, there he is. I hear it. What's he going to get?
Ooh. Going for the aging bin.
Uh-oh. No, stay away from the aging area.
I see some aged Bud Lights down here. Oh, too bad Becky's not here. She's got some nice stuff on her shelf, if you know what I mean.
Hey-o.
Oh. Ooh. What is this?
We don't know.
I'm trying to listen to hear what it is. 22s. 22 bottles. 22 ounces.
Music reference in here somewhere.
Turning the fridge mic off now. What do we have here? This is a donated beer.
It was?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I want to say it was Kyle or another person. It was, I believe, the beer brewer brought this from the... Somebody dropped it off at the beer garden, maybe?
Kyle sounds like a good name.
I like the name Kyle.
I think it was him. I mean,
it makes me feel fancy.
Because this came in the same box that Jake gave us, and I know Jake did not give us this.
All right. I think Kyle. Kyle, thank you.
Jake.
For the donation.
I love gold!
That's a new beer! What the hell is it?
Cast Out India Pale Ale. From Crooks Cast Out. Wait, what?
Crooks?
Crooks
from...
Crooks?
Whatever. Fermentation Project. Brewed in Bend, Oregon.
Oh.
Oregon.
Or Oregon for...
Oregon. West
While we have this beer go around,
as
we have an email from Cody, who just missed, because we recorded early last week, so we didn't get to everything last week that we normally would. It was a shortened week. But this week, we can get to it. So Cody has sent us something via the emails. It's there.
Hey, Perfect Poor Podcast. This is Cody from Portland. I haven't called in for a while, but I have had a few good beers, or good and bad beers, that I thought I would tell you about. So, most recently,
IPA?
I had a little visit to Fathead Brewing. It's kind of like a chain brewery in downtown Portland. I mean, obviously, there are locations in other places, but their lineup was
pretty good. I never knew Fathead was like a chain.
Apart from their IPA, which it's called Ibusive. And there's an article recently about the best IPAs in Portland, and I got second, I think. I have really no idea how it got second. I was with three other people, and none of us could even drink it. We thought it was gross.
Gross.
I don't know that it was infected, because I figure if it was, then people probably would have complained, and they would have changed it, changed the keg. But, you know, whatever. Maybe we just didn't like it. Their porter was really, really good. It was really chocolatey. And they had a blueberry beer, too. They actually put a little blueberry in it, which is not necessarily weird, considering a lot of people put oranges and lemons on beer. But it was just different. It looked kind of gross, just because it kind of looked like a turd floating in beer. But right when you brought that beer to the table, the waiter, you could smell it. Like, it just had so much aroma. And it was really, really good. It actually reminded me of a blueberry beer from Slow Brew. I don't even know if they still make it, but because I had it years ago. But yeah, it was incredibly good. And then they had another fruit beer with grapefruit. I don't like grapefruit, so I didn't really like that beer, but I did drink it. It's not as bitter as grapefruit. You don't get the bitterness from the fruit, just more of the flavor. So it was pretty tolerable for me. Yeah, good to hear from you guys. I hope you guys feel the same way about me, and I'll talk to you later. Adios.
Good to hear from you, Cody.
Yeah.
Check out
Tim Bros
podcast. Tim Bros, Portland Tim Bros. It's soccer and a little beer related. Thanks, Cody. You can email us stuff. You don't have to use the voicemail line. That's the thing with the, if you email a voice recording, you don't have to worry about the three minute limit or getting cut off or any of that shit.
Yeah.
You control it. You know, it's yours to control.
And it's top quality.
Top poor quality. We have some iTunes reviews.
No way.
Some recent iTunes reviews. You believe that?
I'm not reading any more rap songs.
Don't leave a rap review because you won't read it. And these are always helpful. Subscribing to the Perfect Pour is super helpful, especially if you use iTunes for listening. Maybe you don't think about it to subscribe. Just go ahead and subscribe. It always bumps us up a little. Action is as long as so do reviews, and we haven't touched on that for a little bit, so I just want to acknowledge our more recent reviews. If iTunes would cooperate. What do you think of this crux here? What's going around?
I'm enjoying it.
It was cold transferred to my
feels good, cold transfer.
I miss these guys, though. The only place I found them was at Beer to the People when they were.
I know. That arrows, the arrows. Uh-huh. There's one arrow, east west arrow, and a north south arrow. Yeah, and that's recognizable to me, so it must have been from Beer to the People.
Yeah, I had a Mosaic IPA that was delicious.
Coffee and Comics says fun, informative indie beer podcast. Boom.
Informative?
End of review.
We gotta step up our game.
That's a theme. The next one, informational beer and fun. This is from CBB Tech. Love this podcast. Great group of beer lovers talking about what they love.
Oh, yeah.
Just nice, simple. See, you don't have to get crazy with it. You can get...
Dogs and bikes.
Can just listen to simple, just make simple reviews. So thank you. Cheers to you guys for the reviews.
Wow. All reviews are winners.
Well, gosh, guys.
What's happening?
What could be next?
Another song.
Another song. Well, there is that. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm worried. I am shaking in my boots.
You shouldn't be, because it's awesome. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? I want to hear the long version of that.
That's like the intro to a sitcom, like 70s sitcom TV show.
80s, 70s.
Yeah.
These folks are all right.
I want to hear the long version. The long version. That one, I actually had that one in my head more than a Cold Chancellor through the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept just singing it, like trying to extend it my own way, like make my own extended version. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? I was doing that all week in my work truck.
I just ask you to fix my thing, sir. I don't know what you keep telling me this for.
Will you call me tonight? What the hell is wrong with that guy?
No, I'm not going to call you tonight, actually.
I will not be calling you tonight or ever. Oh, yes. Man. So that's when I pull out this
song.
She
called me up. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
Did Paul McCartney play this, Nick?
Oh,
song in Fresno?
He did, actually.
He played it?
That was encore number two.
He's all, voicemail, the melancholy voicemail song.
I got one for you tonight, fellas, if you like to hear a little.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
You got to clap a little louder, maybe I'll play it. All right. I'll play one for you. Wrote this with my buddy, John.
My buddy. He's my good friend, my buddy.
How about for John?
Yeah, he's all right.
I didn't care for him much.
I did not care for him very much. Or Yoko. But I didn't care for John, but I loved Yoko.
I loved Yoko.
Yoko was awesome, but John,
Oh, she broke the band up. I mean, how much more great can that be?
How much more great could it be? I'm not sure if this is an old one or not, but...
Hey, guys! I'm calling off of a new work phone!
Hey, guys!
I hope it works.
Hi, Kelly.
I am at a Firestone Walker event, and you're the lion. David Walker, handsome man, is nearby.
Oh, he's nearby.
And want to say hello and see
Stock
if the phone actually works. I hope you guys are having a good time. And I'm actually going to Chicago this weekend. Going to get my beard on. I just had a parabola. And Nick, yes, it was excellent. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a splendid day. Goodbye.
Hi, Kelly. And look, it was a complete voicemail.
The new
phone worked.
I'm not sure what to do now. What do we keep going?
The funny story she sent me, because she listened to the show and she's like, I called, and she sent me screenshots of it.
She's like, look.
She called Wednesday at 8 p.m. and we would record it on Tuesday.
Yep. Wah, 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 wah.
Can't trust us.
Nope. Yeah, if you want to really make sure it gets in, call Wednesday night by like 9 Pacific time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, actually, we're doing it right now, Friday, as you're listening. Like, this is live.
This is actually Friday.
Feed you're hearing in your ears. But, you know, usually, maybe, allegedly, Wednesday night.
Due to extreme amounts of editing that we have to do, it takes a couple of days.
And by we mean Mikey.
Mikey going, oh shit, it's Thursday.
Oh shit.
Hey guys, we're drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Greg and Cody. SC Beer Talking 3BZ and hanging out together.
Holy shit. Lunch.
What do you think about that?
Beer-ception.
Yeah, we're
Beerception.
Mickler FD. Boom, my fucking mind. South opening, baby. Soft opening. Tomorrow is
that's what she said.
For, you know, all the other people.
Yeah, the rest of the city.
Killer,
the
barely even knew her.
Dude, there's some killer beers. The Beer Geek series, I think, is amazing coming out of this place.
I think the Beer Geek soft opening was the top beer for me of the night. Absolutely fantastic. And then also their Berliner was pretty good. I don't know how Mikey feels about that, but it was good.
Yeah, I feel nothing.
I like the Berliner. That's it's a very nice smooth Berliner. But yeah, those are not for Mikey. Maybe not for Mikey. No, some fresh Beer Geek is amazing. Ooh. It's not one of those old bottles that we find fresh over at, you know, our local Buy and Vine.
That
place.
Would
but,
be interesting.
So amazing. If you're in San Diego, Tony Bags.
Tony
come
Bags.
On down to McKellar SD and...
come hang out with us already.
Yeah, come hang out, dude.
Last time they came to San Diego, they tried to make plans, and then we didn't actually end up getting together. So they owe me a hangout. And beer's on me, and Greg's going to come, and we're all going to hang out together.
Oh,
Greg, and then Tom's going to come, too, from the show. And so will Beagle.
Yeah.
You guys love Beagle.
Come on, you're getting all of us, dude.
Freak the fuck out.
Maybe even Dustin might come.
Dustin might even
Whoa.
Show up. You never know. If you're lucky,
Dustin
who knows?
Show up
it depends
the
on the day. But either way, Greg, Beagle, myself, and Tom... we're going to take you guys out, so get down to San Diego. Let's do this.
All of you, not just Mikey.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
All of you, come on.
Yeah, let's make
hey, I made the trip to Fresno. You can come down to San Diego. Come on.
When you're in San Diego, at least hang out.
Exactly. So, anyways, guys, we're drinking. We're having fun.
We're drinking.
I can't fucking believe that McKellar is now here, or McKellar is now here.
And we love you guys.
And yeah, we love you guys.
Because you needed
the podcast,
that.
Dude. You guys are awesome. You guys... fucking outshine us, I think.
Always raising the bar, you guys.
You know what? And chew your beer. Dude, you're awesome.
Yeah. And Scotty B.
And Scotty B, yeah. You guys are all awesome.
Two craft beer celebrities, thanks to the Perfect Four.
Alright, well, we're gonna head out. We're a little drunk, I think. So,
I'm driving, so I'm okay.
Alright, you're driving. Alright, go.
I'm
cool.
Driving.
So, you can take me home, and we're good to go. So, later, guys!
Later.
That was awesome. SC Beer Talk 3BZ.
Oh, man. Beerception just happened.
Beerception, bro.
So two podcasts get together and call another podcast.
Yes.
And talk about podcasting.
I love it.
Nerds.
I don't hear other podcasts. I listen to a shit ton of podcasts.
You
don't
think
that.
This ever happens anywhere else?
I don't hear it.
You need to drop the line and be like, hey, please call
I mean,
my,
there's some.
Please call my podcast.
There's a few podcasts about podcasting where they'll have, you know, guests that are other podcasters, where it's, you know, it's podcast inception like that.
Damn.
But nobody calls the voicemail lines like
man, that.
Man.
That is the one of the coolest things I've ever
seen. See, that's
heard.
What you, I mean, if you're not already, if you're like, ah, that was a quite adequate episode of Before. I wish I had more craft beer things to listen to. SD Beer Talk,
yeah.
UB Zine, Beer with Friends. These are all things you can do. Dorktown.
I'm just saying.
Perfect Pour! Oh, hey,
stop
this is Florida Steve.
Florida Steve?
Ooh. Guess what, boy?
What?
I just left Copper Point with my boy Corey, Mr. AKA Y-Rock.
Y-Rock!
He gave me my two bottles of Choco Tasso. I am so excited to get chilled
oh,
and get them.
Oh, man, Choco Tasso's everywhere.
Ready to drink. We're right now walking into Due South. Just left Copper Point. I had a blood orange and Belgian wit, which was pretty good. Not as good as the Moro blood orange IPA from Funky Buddha. And I also had their regular Belgian wheat ale, which was okay. It wasn't bad from Copper Point. But now we're walking into Due South, and they're having their weekend. They're featuring Sour Berliner Weiss.
Whoa.
They've got a variety of flavors to pick from. They've got kiwi, black cherry, strawberry, hibiscus, mango, habanero, orange Eldorado, mosaic hops, papaya ginger. I'll definitely give you guys a call and see how this went. I gotta go. More beer. Bye.
The beer is calling.
Gotta go. Got out of the beer right now.
Air quotes, Florida, Steve. Damn, I'm jealous. I am really digging the Due South. I wish they came out more to here, West Coasting style.
Yeah, they're making a case for Due South.
Yeah.
All right.
Trying to think of the name of the stout we had. mighty fine.
It's like the chocotazos everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
All over the place.
All over the
place.
It's
funny who's checking
in. Well, hey, the perfect board. Yeah. Check it out.
Oh, well. I did not plan that.
Jeff, last week, I was listening to the show, and I guess it cut off when we were having that conference call, but the day usually always happens, right? Conference calls never really work. Anyways, within that message, I just wanted to say that I met up with Nimai.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Holmes. Fucking Zorro, I met up with him. I said he's got two bottles of Chocotazo. So, look, check out his own tap. He popped one open already, and I guess he liked it. So, Nimai, or AKA fucking Zorro.
Fucking Zorro.
Shout out to you, Holmes. It was nice meeting you, I think he was a little scared, when I pulled up. You know, maybe he thought I was going to get a fucking home invasion or something. But I'm not like that, Not no more. That was when I was younger, Now is everything's cool, Holmes. Let me see what else. That's about it, I think tomorrow, I think Tuesday is a
Tuesday.
National Chocotazo Day, bro. Tuesday. Everybody receives their Chocotazo.
It's Tuesday.
So watch Untappd, man. Chocotazo is gonna take over Untappd.
It did. It blew up a little bit.
He's gonna get his own badge. Huh?
What you guys did, orale. I'll call you later, with what I was drinking. I have to watch your piece out,
Peace.
Ote wacho.
Peace.
Some whatever,
I like
whatever
it.
You said.
Good.
Did you see?
Clear. On point.
Was it on our page, maybe? I think it's Loyo. Is she the Dust Bowl rep in the Bay Area?
Yes.
She had a bottle of Chocotazo. And I'm like, how did that happen? How did this?
Yeah.
Chocotazo is
everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's on the walls.
She's a good listener. She helped us out with the Dust Bowl and the things.
And the things.
So she gets a Chocotazo. I just wonder how much Chew spent on shipping.
I heard you guys talking about it on Dorktown.
Oh yeah, we had the Chocotazo in Dorktown.
Yeah.
And I was so upset, or not upset, but. Like, I was so bummed because Becky tends to fall asleep while we're podcasting.
Damn it.
And, like, I had the chocolate, because it was more of Becky would like more than any of us.
Yeah, especially Bells.
And I had it all set up, and then Becky was asleep. I'm like, what the fuck?
She got no Chocotazo.
I think she ended up waking up and trying some. So that happens on Dorktown. Our podcast is falling. There's another thing I don't hear another podcast. Someone to sleep while you're podcasting.
I'm so bored.
Hey, the perfect board. Check it out. Should you be here?
Why? What?
Couple of beers that I've been drinking. That's it. Check it out.
You've been caught drinking.
Day, Holmes. That shit was a bomb. A lot of raisins. It tasted like raisins and prunes. That's it. I actually drank it at the right time, because I was a little backed up. That's it. And it kind of helped me, relieve myself. Also, I have another remedy other than getting buzzed. That's it. What are they? Check it out. Another beer. Alesmith XPA. I hate to admit this, Holmes. I've never had this living in LA, Holmes, being so close to San Diego. To just recently have an XPA. Oh my God, Holmes. I can't believe I never had one. And that shit was delicious.
Yeah.
It was hot.
X's, dude.
I was having ceviche, Holmes. Oh my God. I was laying tile down for my jefita. That's my mom.
Oh, dude, man. I need some tile laid down in my house.
Off the chain, Holmes. Another beer, 20th anniversary bitter chocolate oatmeal stout, Holmes. That shit ain't got nothing on Chocotazo. That shit was fucking bitter as fuck. And the oatmeal was supposed to make it creamy. I didn't get no fucking creaminess out of that shit. Yeah. That was all right, though. But ain't no fucking Chocotazo, Holmes. Mm-hmm. All right, last one.
I agree.
And this beer, hats off to this beer, Holmes. Honestly, Holmes. Lost Abbey Serpent Stout, Holmes.
Holy shit.
I don't even want to say put God's name in vain. Because, being a homeboy, I go to church a lot, but that Serpent Stout, oh my God. That thing was amazing, Smooth, Cream, Chocolatey, Damn, that shit was bomb, Holmes. You see this, pick it up, I think it's like maybe $18 a bottle, but it's worth it. At 11%, you don't feel the ABV just like Chocotazo. Damn, Holmes, that shit was bomb.
Hides it.
What else?
Chocotazo hides it.
You guys, nothing. I ain't got nothing to talk about this week, eh?
Damn it, you.
I've been working my ass off, bro. I'm just waiting for everybody to the reviews on Chocotazo, Holmes. Other than that,
Untapped, blowing up.
I just want to say I appreciate everything you guys do for making me laugh. For putting a smile on my face, Holmes. You know, because being a cholo, Holmes, you always got to look mean, you know, like, but you guys put a smile on me. I said, what are you, Holmes? Matt, thank you. Nick, what are you? Scotty V, what are you? You better make my fucking beer, eh? I'm not going to wait anymore. I said, what are you, Holmes? I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace, Chew. Thank you.
Peace, Chews.
Chew.
He was laying someone, but her name Chew wasn't Tile, eh?
559-492-0542. That's what this is.
Hey, Chew Your Beard, Tony Bags.
Wait a minute.
Thank you very much for the chocolate.
Oh, damn it. I cut off on him.
Well, that's because he bypassed us.
Tony Bags. That's
the punishment for bypassing us with our voicemail.
Like, hey, Chew Your Beard. Hey, Chew Your Beard.
Cut off.
Tony Bags. He had it. Oh, wait, he's back. Don't worry.
Hey guys, Tony Bags. How you guys doing? Just wanted to throw it out there for you guys. Coming in town for Grizzly Fest. Friday night, if we want to do a bottle share before, that'd be awesome. Mikey giving you some heads up so you have time to plan it out.
Maybe.
If you exist.
Maybe.
Had some good beers this week. Drank the Thrill Seeker from the Beechwoods. Had Bartow Double IPA from Bravery Brewing and Allegiance IPA from Bravery Brewing. Good stuff coming out of Lancaster. Really enjoyed it.
Lancaster Bravery Brew.
Had that Chocotazo.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to your beer. That was awesome. And last but not least, we had the Orderville from Modern Times. Great stuff they're doing out there in San Diego.
We'll find out next month, maybe.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Scotty B, hope you're having a good day, man.
Yeah. Bags, I love it. If you can fit in a message to somebody else, another listener, and your voicemail, that's you winning. You're winning at life.
Yes. We'll allow it.
And we will perfectly allow it. Speaking of allowing, we need to allow a new beer. This is from George Daly, one of the beers that George Daly sent, and this is a stupid opener, and I don't like it, and I'm going to fuck it up. Nope. Give me a different opener, damn it.
We'll just add sound in
a
later.
A real Tioga opener. Whoa, that was a weird one.
Whoa.
That was weird.
A little quick. Oh, do you now?
That was one of the weirder ones I've heard.
Do you?
This... is I was talking to George on the Snapchat.
Oh man, how's that going?
Trench Run 22 on Snapchat. Basically he was like, dude, have this beer. I was like, oh yeah, we have this beer.
Have it.
Billy Full Stack IIPA is an authentic local beer, 100% made by single cut beersmith in Astoria, New York City Brewery. In our Astoria, New York City Brewery. And I won't say the percentage so we can play percentage. Ooh. But it's from Astoria, New York.
Ooh, nice sound.
Blub, 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 blub.
Passing around. Single cut.
Puff, puff, kid.
Single
pass,
cut.
Pass, pour.
Queens, New York. New Yorker. Nueve York.
Is this beer filled with hate?
Mm.
And crime. Like there's lots of crime in this beer.
I like the aroma.
Ooh, I almost looked at the ABV. Damn it. It's a bad habit not to do. So you looked?
I did, but I think now I'm starting to vaguely remember. I think I remember what it is.
I was going to say, you could play and then look.
But. No. I can't play. I'm married. All right. I know what it is.
What was the style again?
This is an Imperial IPA.
Imperial.
Full stack IIPA.
I'm gonna,
single cut beersmith.
I'm going to say 8%.
Peter Burr says 8%. Nick, what is your guess?
Smack of the lips. Yeah, I say, see? This one is kind of hot. It's a hot one, say? 9.2.
Ooh. Beta Brewer wins. It's an 8.2.
Whoa.
What? Bom, 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 bom.
I will agree damn with the it brother, though.
All that 8.2 is shining through. It's not hiding it.
When beers get over closer to 9.
It's not super fresh. We waited too long.
They kind of get like an apple-y characteristic to it, an apple-y, boozy kind of feel to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yep, now I get apple. Thanks for putting that in my head.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here to do.
Perfect pour. Hey, Florida Steve here. And guess what?
Steve.
Today is National Chocotasso Day,
yeah,
my friend. Guess what I have in my hand? Listen. Oh, yeah. Chocotasso, Holmes. Oh, my goodness. I'm talking like a Mexican, bro. Hey, New York Bear, you never said I'd be talking like a Mexican, bro. What the hell, Holmes? Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a great beer.
Well, no, Florida, we got Florida white guy talking Mexican.
Chocolate and coffee.
What have we done?
And creaminess, bro. Oh, I definitely want to warm it up. Oh, it's even got that little booziness, bro. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
Wow. He's getting into it. He's getting rammy.
Cheers,
with
guys.
It.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Thanks, Steve. He's getting a little
Choco
rammy.
Chocotasso. Oh, man. The bearded brewer just came with a great idea. He sonic foamed his full stack.
It smoothed it out.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to sonic foam it. Let's see if you can hear it.
Now I would believe
now
it.
All the water's in my lap, but that's all right.
But all that's right. All right.
It's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, it brings it down to that 8%. Smooths it out just a skosh.
Mine.
See, everybody wants to do the sonic foamer
do
now.
Do the sonic foam. Do the sonic foamer.
Paul,
more voicemails.
We need a sonic foamer song.
Perfect pour. Chocotasso Tuesday.
Everybody is having fun on Chocotasso Tuesday.
What's that? I am about to be enjoying the festivities of Chocotasso Tuesday.
Man.
7:40 Eastern.
I drank mine already.
Depending on what occurred, I may call back. I may not. We shall see. Chocotasso Tuesday! Woo!
I'm telling you, he needs his own Untappd badge.
Beer shows up with authentic accent.
Perfect pour.
With.
Lumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
So I just realized I'm watching hockey.
Yes.
Lightning. I'm playing like, right now.
Yeah, Lightning.
And
my Canucks didn't do shit this year.
The whiskey. So maybe I won't get to my Chocotasso bottle today because I want to experience it, you know. I want to experience it as it was meant to be, completely and totally fresh. On the palate.
yeah. Or by yourself.
So,
for breakfast.
Yeah.
For breakfast, too.
Maybe I'll get trash tomorrow. I don't know. I don't even know when you guys record, so I hope this makes it.
Maybe.
Show.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, I'm rambling now. Okay, bye.
You know, our first time with Chocotasso was okay. You don't have to be afraid of your first time. It can still be okay. It may not be what you want, but it may be perfect.
Maybe. Still got voicemails, bros.
Guys, you hear me?
No.
I'm driving.
Yeah, Scotty B.
Uh-oh. We're actually in the parking garage, so my voice is like echoing as I yell as I'm driving through the parking garage.
Yeah, hey, he sounds like an asshole.
Well, anyway, I have some exciting news.
Oh,
this
Scotty
weekend,
B news.
Guess what I'm going to brew? And yes,
Border Hopper.
Give up.
Quinn.
No, I said
it. Brew the mighty Quinn.
Oh, damn, that's wrong.
It's going to happen this weekend.
All right.
I'm going to do it on Garage Shore Brewing's equipment, too.
Isn't
that exciting?
Oh.
It sounds super.
Holy contract brewing.
And I'm also going to brew.
It's got to be his contract
IPA
brewing.
It's going to be very much like the El Mosaic IPA, but one, well, I wouldn't say minor difference, one considerable difference. It's going to be no mosaic, no mosaic, no mosaic. That's right. It's going to be no mosaic in it. It's going to be the same beer.
Can you make a mosaic without mosaic?
Different hops. Isn't that exciting? That sounds super exciting. I think so, too. Well, that's about all I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, I also want to thank you guys for having me on the show last week.
Thank you.
That was Scott. Beyond super. That was so super I could quit. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving!
And please hold for a brief quality survey.
Wow.
Well, I would like to take that survey.
The Scotty B driving survey?
Yes, I want to take that. I'm like, did you enjoy this voicemail? Yes, I did. Clink. Would you recommend this voicemail to friends? Yes, I would. Clink. Yeah, I want Clink. That.
Wow.
Clink. Coming.
Scotty B just wanted to take a selfie with Eddie.
Hey guys,
Paul.
I'm showering.
Yes,
back in the shower.
Hey, I'm calling you from the shower this week.
Yes,
because I've got some devastating news.
No,
I am no longer going to be Paul from Fairfax.
What are you talking about?
Here's a fun fact: I live in the oldest house in Fairfax. No joke. Built in 1868.
Whoa. Whoa.
My son was born right here in the living room nearly 8 years ago.
That's hippie.
But the fact is, this house is crumbling to the fucking ground, and it's the only reason that I can continue to afford here, to live here. But my landlord is seeing dollar signs, and we have to move. And
no.
I love it here. I grew up here and everything. But something happened in the 9 years that I've been living in this house. Rents went up considerably. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know this,
It's
pretty expensive here in the Bay Area. Yeah.
Yes,
so, yeah, like I said, I love it here, but I think I'm done with the uptight yuppies. So, anyway, since this was the first time I called you guys was here in my shower. Stands to reason that the last time I call you is here in the shower.
Aww.
That's right. It's the last time I'm going to call. I can't call if I'm not Paul from Fairfax.
What?
And
what?
I feel like I'm letting everybody down.
No.
I mean, what would Florida Steve do if he had to move? Would he be Alabama Steve? What would Scotty B do if he lost his license?
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm walking. See, it just doesn't work. So, I don't know. I'm getting kind of emotional here, but it's been a good run. I've had a lot of fun, but it's time to say goodbye.
Oh,
that was...
Wow. Oh, wow. How dramatic. The ending.
It was totally a shower floor call.
He's sitting in the corner.
I could picture him just sitting. Well, not
he's
picturing.
Got that
I would imagine
not
he's
anymore.
Sitting on the floor of his shower.
Clothes on. Clothes are still on.
Yeah, like a Drew Carey, a cold shower. Drew Carey scene.
Man. So wait, this is the beginning of Bizarro World. Kelly made a full voicemail call. Paul's calling the last shower.
What? No, he's saying his
landing.
Chew your beer is going to be English next time he calls.
Hello. Hello, Governor. I'm just had a choco tasso.
Bizarro perfect pour.
But he's saying he won't call in as Paul in Fairfax anymore.
He could call in. It's okay.
He said he won't call in at all.
Just kidding, guys.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to keep calling.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to keep calling until the day I die.
Mike is loosening the rope.
Liver failure.
So now we've got a podcast until we die.
But anyway,
I do have to move, and I don't know where the fuck I'm going to move. So maybe Perfect Poor listeners can call and sell me on their town. You got a cool place to live. Lobby. With lots beer. Of good beer.
Beer.
Lots of good places to hike. All good right. schools.
All right.
Mm. All right. I'm up for it, man. Sell me on your town. All right. Talk to you soon.
I believe the answer he's looking for is called Fireball. Paul from Fireball. No,
the hiking
just
is,
has a room.
Hiking
ring
is
to it.
Pretty are limited.
Just, are you just saying names of cities that start with F?
Yes.
Hiking is pretty damn limited. You can
Fremont Paul.
Fremont Paul.
Hey guys, it's Fremont Paul.
Famosa Paul. Yes, Famosa Paul works too. What else do we have?
Oh, not Fireball. Fireball has no beer, and you can recycle
no,
on the river.
No, Fireball's awesome.
I mean, yeah.
It depends.
Fresno.
Don't come to Fresno.
It depends how
we
much
have
room
hiking here in the hills.
He's looking for. We all of us have a mutual friend that legitimately rented a room underneath the staircase. He was in the...
That sounds San Francisco style.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, that's...
Oakland.
But, I mean, if it just
Emeryville,
depends.
I think.
Yeah. But if you don't want much room, you just want, you know, residency.
But he has
near
a kid,
a beer place.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
Not 24/7, but he has a kid. He's got to have space for that.
But I mean, yeah. He should Airbnb it for a while. See what happens.
See what happens. All I know is producer Becky, you know, from Marin, one of her best friends, lives in a rent-controlled Novato apartment.
Ooh.
In Novato.
Damn.
It's like some sort of government rent control. Like, they have to have some sort of small percentage of people with working class jobs to live there.
Oh, wow.
She got one of those apartments, so I think they're pretty hard to get up there. Yeah. But she got one of those in the bottom.
Fontana Paul.
You might have to jump outside, jump the Altamont Pass.
Ooh.
Pleasanton?
Pleasanton Paul?
Pleasanton Paul?
Pleasanton Paul. Casa de Fruta Paul.
Casa de Paul?
Casa de Paul.
Yeah. Does anyone live in Casa de Fruta?
Hollister Paul.
Hollister Paul. All right. Now we're talking. All that's right. A real town. Hollister Paul. And
Hollister
we could,
Paul.
You know, that's close.
Watsonville
close
Paul.
Close by. Watsonville
Eugene
Paul.
Paul?
Eugene.
That'd be Oregon, but still.
We can't lose him to Oregon. We got to keep him.
No. You got to stay in Cali, bro.
Yeah. West Coast. We can't, I'm going to the East Coast.
Hey, Perfect Poor Podcast. James from Bakersfield.
James!
Just calling in to say last handful of episodes been awesome. Hello, Matt, Nick, and Mikey. Hope you guys are all doing well.
Doing good. Thank you,
man. Last night in Bakersfield, we kind of had craft beer type expo thing to kind of where our distributorship just kind of showed off all our craft brands to a bunch of our accounts here in Stern County, and I thought it went pretty well. We had some pretty decent beer celebrities there last night. We had a beer prophet in the house last night. We also had a beer Jesus
Mike from,
in the house last night.
Modern Times.
We had a Rad
Tioga.
In the house last
Rad
night.
Stacey
we had a
was down there. Hopkins.
And we had Jacob. We
Jacob,
had Jacob,
dang.
So,
all
I guess, yeah.
Show related.
Dudes. So anyway, it went pretty well. It was good to see all those people and catch up with them and have some beers. We went over to Moog Creamery afterwards, and Barrel House, Modern Times, and Ioga carried the party over to the famous Moog Creamery in Bakersfield, which was a good time to have beers with everyone. But anyway, keep up the good work, guys, and look forward to the next episode. Anyways. Cheers.
Cheers.
Big game.
James, big game.
Wonder who's been up to.
Getting some Bakersfield stuff action happening.
Greg from SD Beer Talk just chimed in on Periscope saying that most of Modern Times recipes are open source, a.k.a. available.
Oh, did you hear that, Scotty B?
Whoa.
A Scotty B take on a Modern Times beer. Ooh, Garage Door Brewing.
GDB.
Modern Times.
Do it.
Do it.
Blackout.
One more voice. The last voicemail of the week.
First Four Podcast, James again. I actually forgot a bunch of what I was going to talk about, which I like to do.
No.
So, going to have a beer dinner with one of our suppliers here towards the end of May in Bakersfield. I don't know what type of food is going to be going on for this beer dinner. The account that's going to have the beer dinner, they don't even know about it yet. That's how good this beer is going to be. I'm so sure that they are going to want to do this that I haven't even told them yet. But it's going to happen, whether they want to or not.
That is bold.
So a certain supplier is basically going to bring in a barrel-aged version of a certain beer, and we're going to get three variants as well of that beer. And it's going to be so good. It's going to be so awesome. It's going to be so cool.
Damn.
That I'm not even telling the accountant. I'm trying to let them sit for about 3 or 4 days before I actually say something. But I know they're going to do it. This beer is that good.
Wow.
Once I get more details on this, it'll let you know the kind of fire hot whale sauce magic that is going to be coming to Bakersfield at the end of May. Anyway, keep up the good work, boys. Later.
And your voicemail in.
James is teasing us hardcore with this beer dinner. Barrel agedness. It's so epic, nobody could say no, is what he's saying.
Interesting.
I know. What could it be? Could it be cold transferred?
Could it be cold transferred? Cold transferred. Well, we have some beers to get to, but
do we?
But there is one song that related song here, that a new song from Paul in Fairfax or Fresno. Paul in Fresno. I'm just gonna keep saying it until maybe it happens, becomes a reality. It's kind of related to Chocotazo Day. Here we go. Debut.
Holy shit.
Chocotazo.
Damn.
A Chocotazo. A Chocotazo.
Holy shit.
A Chocotazo. If your hana give you shit, you don't want to deal with it. Chocotazo. Chocotazo. If you're running late to work and your body needs a burp, Chocotazo. A Chocotazo. A Chocotazo. Yeah. A Chocotazo. A Chocotazo.
Does the 80s fade out? Yeah. Whoa. That's a new song from Paul in Fairfax or Future City, Paul.
Next time I'm in
Chocotazo.
Next time I'm in my 1992 Mitsubishi pickup truck, I'm cruising Blackstone. That's what I'm going to play.
That's on the list. Oh, man. Paul just keeps coming up with the hits, bro. Keeps coming up with the hits. Hips.
The hips.
He's got those hips.
He's got all the hips. Don't lie.
We've got some beer here to get to.
Oh, do we?
Yep.
Try, hop, try, hop, try, hop, or die.
There's nothing dry out here. I just had to hear that.
You just wanted to hear it.
I just wanted to hear it, Rose.
Dry hop or die. If there was a beer video game, that would be the theme song for it.
This new beer, 14 Star Brewing Company, Maple Breakfast Stout, brewed with real maple syrup. This is from George Daly.
No.
Donated to the show from George all the way from back east. This is, like, super simple. Not a lot of action going on in this can, but it's... I thought we needed a stout here to change it up.
I think you're right. Chocotazo.
Chocotazo. I hope Chew Your Beer is just like loving that. Just like there's a salt, like everything. Chocotazo has been marketed well, so somebody better pick up on that.
Yeah.
Do you
hear what we're cooking? Is that how the saying goes?
Bearded Brewer is busy periscoping. He's like the only person left periscoping in the country.
It's over.
It's over.
Periscope's over.
Oh, that guy's periscoping. Periscope's over.
Oh, periscope.
I don't think
he's
on here.
Thanks for ruining Shell Art.
Well, Chew Your Beer actually asked me to periscope the show this evening. Obviously, I remembered it more than halfway through. But
hey, kid, you want a fixie?
But I don't think
it's free.
I don't think he's on
Fixies
here.
Fixies are over. Fixies are over.
Some sort of East Coast brewery, breakfast out from Daly.
Daly. The Daly Planet.
Which is no longer open in Fresno, California.
One pint.
Old reference.
Old Fresno reference. Chocotazo.
The dog does not care.
Dog gives no fucks. I was going to do an ABV challenge, but I can't even find one on here to do it with. So, carrying on. There is a born-on date that is very smudged, but it's a definitely 2015 beer. 14 Star Brewing. Is a beer.
It's a good beer. It's one of them good beers.
It's a very dark beer.
Right, well, we enjoy this now. Only a Chocotazo. I didn't get to drink Chocotazo on Chocotazo Day.
Damn it.
Untapped.
Oh, I'm glad you said untapped.
And figure out what you've been caught drinking. I am Dorktown on Untapped.
I know that's supposed to be a bass guitar, but I hear keytar in that. Been caught drinking. Imagine him playing keytars to record that with.
I had from Mother Earth Brewing. It came to town with a 6-pack cans of Kismet IPA. I was like, oh, I buy a 6-pack. I invest in 6-pack, even though I have not tried.
Wow.
I was not a fan so much of the Kismet. Man.
What?
I was not so much of a fan. I was a little disappointed in the Kismet.
That is no good.
It's no good. I no like. I was like, yeah. It's no Buku, bro. I guess when you're comparing everything to Buku, it's just like, man.
Careful, I think you're upsetting Greg.
Oh, no. Turn that periscope off.
First, you don't like the Coronado. Now
I know, like, man.
The Mother
See,
Earth.
I can't like everything from San Diego. Something's got to not push through.
Todd-a-lod says it was weird. Oh. Big Game said you'll never have.
You'll never have.
You'll never get this.
I don't know which TDH I had, but I had a TDH at Eureka Burger.
Amarillo.
Oh, I had the Amarillo.
Yep.
All right. I wasn't sure. I checked into Citra. I was like, maybe it was Citra. I don't know.
Did you ask the server, or did you not even bother?
I didn't bother. You knew the answer. He's not going to know. He is
Why?
Not.
Never mind.
I thought about it. I was like, nah, forget it.
Not going to happen?
He's not going to know. So I just went with my gut. My gut said Citra, but I was wrong.
Damn
so it. I had that. Obviously great.
Had it.
And that's kind of all I did as far as interesting goes. Everything else is pretty much standard. Pretty light week of drinking. The Nick 80 on Untapped. What have you been caught drinking?
I have nothing new to report.
What?
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Oh, wait a second. What happened at the Paul McCartney show?
Oh, okay. That did happen. So Save Mart Center is our venue, our large format venue, our big arena.
Yeah, when big shows come.
Matt is squishing my head right now in Periscope. I break open.
No, no, as you were. As you were.
So, their beer selection is slim and expensive.
Yeah.
And they have, I've never seen this anywhere before, not even in the craft beer world. They have Bomber cans at Save Mart Center. 22 ounce cans.
And they let you have the can? Or
they let you have the can.
I don't know if I would rather have a cup or the can.
Yeah, so you get a full 22 ounce beer, but they're all macros. You get a 22 ounce Coors Light, 22 ounce Pacifico, 22 ounce, what was the other one?
Coors?
Yeah, well, no, Coors Light, but not Coors. I think it was another light lager of some sort. I
think I'd have to go to Pacifico.
Pacifico was the choice. That was a situation beer.
Situational beer.
It was 22 ounce bomber cans of Pacifico for the Paul McCartney show.
Oh. How's Paul sounding?
You know.
Does he rely on his band quite a bit? I'm guessing he relies on that.
Not at all.
His backup band.
Not at all.
He
played for 3 hours.
Wow.
No opener.
Jeez.
Did not sit down. Did not take a drink of water.
What? Didn't take a drink of water?
We never saw him once go over and take a sip. But wow. If he did, he was very, very sneaky.
Right.
Sir. And he would like to change your socks.
And he played Hard Day's Night for the first time in 40 years?
He played some shit. Yeah. Hard Day's Night.
Now,
he played Blackbird. He played some cool.
Now, I see, afterwards, like, it hit the news that week, like, Paul McCartney played Hard Day's Night in Fresno, first time, 40 years, blah, blah. Like, were at the show, were you aware of that? Like, were you like, holy shit, he's not played Hard Day's Night before? Like, what?
Or no.
Were you just like, oh, no, yeah, Hard Day's Night.
Because, you know, I mean, how often do you get to see him play? Right. You know, he tours
you'd have to
every,
be like a geek
every other
be
year. Like, yeah, you'd have to be
really hardcore.
He's not played
this before, holy shit.
But. For him to open up with that, it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, that's how he opened with
it. He opened with that song. And you know it's something special when he opens up with one of the oldest Beatles songs.
Yeah.
You just know it. The shit is going down.
You're just like, I love this Pacifico can.
I love you, Pacifico. You are my best friend right now.
This is a great situation.
He's probably going to fly back from the planet he came from because he's not.
Oh, that's
it's full.
Full
McCartney.
Full McCartney.
Full. False pole.
False pole. It's me, Ringo. That's not really Paul.
Yeah. He is. Yes, it's not real. Even for not real Paul, it was still
good. Still good. Still Bearded good. Brewer, you're going to have to turn that off and figure out what you've been caught drinking, or maybe you've already notated.
I wrote everything down.
All right. Ben Condring and the Nick, or no, wait. Bearded Brewer, yeah, 87. Me. Bearded Brewer, 87 Brewer. On Untappd.
All right. So I was at a pool party on.
Oh, pool party already?
Monday.
Pool Somebody party. Beat me to a pool Monday. Party?
Whoa.
Bullshit.
Yep. So I enjoyed 420 from Stone Brewing Company.
That's today, bro.
Yeah.
420.
I finished off my last of my Firefall six pack that I had. We shared a Humulus Noctum, which has been holding up well from Tiger's Code Brewing Company.
Noctum. Damn near killed them.
Nice.
Yeah. I went out to House of Pendragon. And they didn't have any IPAs on draft.
What's going on over there?
I had a Cocoa Crusader, and I asked them for the hoppiest thing they had, which ended up being their Amber Ale, which was pretty good. Went over to the Spokeasies and enjoyed a Tokyo Black Porter. And
Spokeasies.
I believe I had an Excalibur from Pendragon at Spokes.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
So if you want to get the good Pendragon beers, go to Spokeasy. They got the good kegs.
And I was at Gold State, so I had the Galaxy and Comet from the Hop Concept. Good beer. And I had an all-day IPA, which was donated to me by Stuart. So I was just sipping on that. Then I had the rest of the six-pack of the Firefall. So, I mean, nothing new there. And I ironically remembered my culture thing, which was...
Oh, yes! A long time ago. You remembered it. Here we go.
So I was drinking at Kunisama.
Yeah.
They had a Pendragon tap on. I thought I was within close enough proximity from Pendragon that I could skip it. Now I look back at that tap and think, what if that was Lancelot?
Ooh.
And I wanted an IPA that day, but I knew I was going to Pendragon. So I wanted to ask you guys, what mile radius would you be from Pendragon or a brewery that you would not get their beer because you knew you were going there? So say there's restaurants 500 feet, a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles from Tioga, from Pendragon, from Pine and Palm, and they had their beers on draft. What would you still get one and go to the tap room? And even if that was...
If I know I'm going to the tap room later, No, I wouldn't. I'd wait till I get to the tap room.
But what if Lancelot was on at the restaurant and they didn't have Lancelot at
now the tap room? I get Lancelot at the restaurant.
But you didn't know. There. But you didn't know.
Oh, but I don't know.
That's the question.
But I'm sure Pendragon will have Lancelot on.
Everybody has this in their life where it's like, hey, Mike, let's go to the Paul McCartney concert. And the other guy's like, hey, Mike, let's go to the Black Sabbath concert. You're like, what the fuck do I do?
Right. Yeah. Black Sabbath.
Well, yeah. But, you know.
And you would lose.
Damn it.
So.
Paul McCartney's the legend.
That was
Ozzy
just my
has
point.
Been quoted as saying if it weren't for the Beatles, there would not be Black Sabbath.
I mean, right. I would imagine that every brewery has a beer that you can't miss no matter what, no matter where you're at. You'd drink it 100 times. But I would imagine sometimes you'd be within a proximity where you're just like, well, let's try something else here. Because I know I'm going to the place.
7 miles.
7 miles. All right.
38 miles.
Wow.
38 miles.
That's a range.
I don't know. Range. Like a good number.
It felt good. It felt right on the whole.
I'm not having any of the... If I know I'm going to the brewery, I'm not going to have any other beers until I get there.
All right.
It doesn't matter. But now with Pendragon, I don't know. I'm like, if I see Lancelot, I'm just going to go hit on it.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
you're mine.
You're mine now. My beer now.
It just helps that brewery make more beer in the end.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you're still, but yeah. If you're that hardcore of a fan, just buy it wherever you're at. Just fucking
all
drink it.
All we are is more beer in the end.
Well... Let's look beers.
What is this?
Looking out for beers. Well, this wasn't me a lookout for beer, but somebody donated this to the show. We have to respect
Jake from State Farm
that somebody donated this to the show. It's still technically indie as far as we're concerned. Sam Adams stout with coffee added, and this is one of the nitro cans I've been out
nitro,
for a while.
Nitro, bro.
And this is like you. This is one of those you gotta like pour it and like stick the fucking can in the glass.
It's a widget.
Be all like aggressive and shit.
It's a widget can.
I'm gonna take this Lagunitas glass. I bought this pre Heineken glass. Let's see what happens here. There's a lot going on here, so
it's wild. It's wild tonight.
I don't know what to do. Pour, oh shit!
Pour Ooh. Hard.
Top pour. Mikey got the top pour, and he's making a mess of things.
Oh god, that was a fucking mess. Now see, I gotta pass this around. You guys, you gotta do the same thing, bro.
Nope, you can have it all yourself.
Wow, it's all in my lap.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Yeah, peeing your pants is cool.
Consider me Miles Davis. That's right, a Sam Adams Nitro Coffee Stout can. It's going around the perfect pour right now because Jake and State Farm fucking donated it. We're fucking forced to drink it.
We drink your beer.
Nick, are you refusing to drink it?
No, I thought Bearded Brewer was going to pour it.
He already did. He poured a little baby pour.
Lame.
Baby pour.
Lame baby
that
pour.
Do a hard pour, Nick.
Hard pour.
Use the classic glass.
Use the
pint glass. Bucket.
I haven't been drinking. Glass. I haven't been drinking coffee lately, so.
Pound it.
Yeah, pound that pour, bro.
He's going for it.
Dumping.
That's what you're supposed to do. This is total nitro. It does look nitro-y. Mine does look nitro-y now.
There's some large bubbles I see there. The bubbles are large. They're not the super fine foam.
That foam looks nitro-y.
You can see the nitro creeping in.
You got to give it a minute, yeah.
Yeah. It's settling. It's a low foam. It's a low foam day.
I'm having it.
It's a Thule foam.
I'm having it. Thule foam.
It's a Thule foam.
Valley reference.
Thule foam. Why hasn't that been made yet? Where's the
Thule fog? Thule fog.
Thule fog beer.
Come on. Somebody, Valley Brewery, how could you not have a Thule fog stout?
Yeah, I'm looking at you,
Kuya Brewing.
Kuya Brewing.
Yeah, what's going on with Kuya? They kind of been quiet in town. Proximity. For a while.
Okay, it's got the Guinness head to it.
Yeah.
He, like Tioga, he just won a bunch of awards in the LA Beer Fest.
Yeah, tell us about these awards that Tioga got in LA International Beer Festival.
I think it was 7 medals and an honorable mention.
Ooh, nice. Look at Tioga.
It was, I can't remember the beers. And, I don't know.
No, I know that the Joaquin Marietta won in its category.
It got gold for
gold!
Chili beer. I know Midnight Lightning got silver. Barrel Age Smoke Chaser Reserve got a medal. When you get so many medals, you can't. You just can't keep track of things.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's hard to do, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, some beers to look out for. Oscar Blues has a variety pack called Conundrum. Canundrum. Nice. Canundrum. It's got,
they went for it.
It's got the Dale's Pale, the Yellow Pills, the IPA, and the Piner.
Oh, okay. So it's a summer pack, in other words.
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm pretty interested.
It's a barbecue season pack.
I'm trying to get that.
Will you be? Will you use that as your craft beer instigator kit?
Instigator.
Will you bring it to
instigator? Craft beer instigator
functions.
That's why I want my. I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Craft beer instigator.
Craft beer instigator.
This is like a superhero.
Nice. What's your power? I convert people to craft beer.
I convert. I can make these 20 Bud Light drinkers into craft brewers. Yes. No, you can't do it. I'm the instigator.
The instigator.
Wait, what were you talking about there?
No clue.
Stuff and other things.
I am still looking out for the Albines Hop Boxed. The 22 ounce. I would think we could get it.
Hop boxed?
Hop boxed. I've been looking out for this for like a month.
Damn,
it's got Citra and Mosaic hops.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
These are top-notch hops. I like these hops. These are good hops.
This is good.
And it's Alpine. Slash Green Flash. And it still looking for it. I would, assuming it would hit town by now, but it has not. Beechwood's Melrose IPA is out.
Is it really?
In bottles. I see it on the social medias, but I don't see here, obviously, but that's something to look out for. Do you care about the KBS? KBS is in town right now.
Is it in town? Founders, I'm still KBS. Looking for
I saw it.
I would buy it if I saw it.
I saw it at Elite.
Oh, really?
Herndon and Marks.
Okay.
It's at Elite. I can tell you that much.
I would buy it. I don't think it's as good as others that we already have here in the valley. No, yeah. Bad dog.
Hey, Louie. Bad dog. We got a new Sit. Dog in the studio.
Sit, bad dog.
New lab.
He does not like beer. Yeah, I don't think it's like, it's not Parabola status, but it's a pretty damn good beer.
Yeah.
I think it was just one of those things where we didn't get it, so it was instantly put on, you know, it was instantly...
we pretended not to care?
Yeah. Why is my brain not working right now? God damn it. God damn you, beer.
It's a Sam Adams beer. It's not dealing with me very well. not digging it
Nitro
so much.
Nitro coffee stout. It's pretty much Guinness. The coffee isn't all that prevalent.
Nope.
So it's pretty much a dry Irish stout with nitro, yep. Which is Guinness.
Which would be a Guinness.
Which would be a Guinness. That's the downside to Sam Adams is they have all the equipment to do everything in the world, and they do these just barely
super mediocre stuff.
Super meh beers.
Yeah, that's like
because they want to appeal to someone. You know, they want to appeal to the masses more than they want to make waves.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Premature gold.
Premature gold, bro.
Premature gold.
Premature gold. Was there anything you were looking out for, Nick?
I am looking out for... Nope.
Is that Firestone anniversary beer that's on right now? It's like the, I don't know Roman numerals, but it's like the...
They should be... 19 or 20, right?
Yeah, it's like the 21st, maybe?
Oh, is it 21st?
Maybe. I might have that wrong, but I think that just Mind the came table. Out.
What? Stone 16th still sucks?
Oh, no. Stone the 6th anniversary porter.
Oh, I forgot
the
about that one.
Encore series.
Oh, yeah.
22 ounces smoked porter. It's like 8% smoked porter. They're going back to their six.
Did they just discontinue the smoke porter?
Are you interested in that?
They did. Yeah. The smoke porter got the axe.
Yeah. Recently. So,
but we'll have the encore smoke porter.
This encore smoke porter you might want to check out then. Huh? That's a good one.
Hey guys, it's a good one.
All right. Was there anything, bearded brewer, you're looking out for?
Meh.
Meh. You're looking out for meh.
I forgot to mention a beer I had.
Oh, no.
And I would like to get another one. I had a Universal Friends at this pool party, which was a grape saison from Modern Times, and I would love to get more of those, even though they're probably not in production. If anybody has one laying around and they want to get rid of it.
Spare.
I could get rid of it.
Please, sir, spare any Modern Times. Could you spare some Modern Times for a fellow?
A fellow beer geek.
What is this?
I don't know. Nick, you tell us what you have.
Oh, really?
One more beer before we go, before we get into cheers.
Well, Mikey, it's not exactly Beechwood, but it's...
It's close.
The next best damn thing. It's a collab. Collab between El Segundo and Beechwood Brewing Company. Kapow!
Like comic book style. Kapow!
Kapow! Like a Batman
punching
a Joker.
Kapow! Robin punching something.
Robin punching a penguin. And a Riddler punching a Bruce Wayne.
There you are. All right. That works.
Where's Albert? How come Albert never got any good shots in?
He does on the Fox the series, that Gotham series.
Gotham.
He's a badass on Gotham.
I want like 60s Adam West.
Nope.
Burt Ward.
Nope.
Eat that bottle cap, dog.
Yeah, that sounded like a 22.
Solid 22.
Solid 22-er. El Segundo. New IPA.
I'm going to get top pour.
Oh, man. Nick's getting top pour.
It's actually my first top pour of the night.
Oh, man. Did I get a top pour? I'm sure I did. I got top pour in that fucking night Sam Adams nitro. Top nitro pour.
Top nitro pour.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
Yeah, I was going to say some kind of automotive.
Sunday. Say Mart Center, Fresno.
Top nitro
pour is on display.
Get all your top nitro action.
The most extreme nitro action you've ever seen. Fresno. Selling arena.
Ooh, yeah.
Somewhere the Foo Fighters have never played.
Man.
The beer is going around from left to right of your podcast style. Segundo. Does this reveal the hops on this?
Oh, mind the table. Oh, yeah, I think that's why it's called Kapow, because it has New Zealand hops in it.
Hop
varieties, Kapow. Hopman, blast you.
Grows hops. I don't know if they make beer there.
With a healthy dose of Rakow hops.
Rakow.
In this West Coast New Zealand India Pale Ale. Stay vigilant, Hopman. Protect us from crystal malt.
Cheers. Cheers to Tioga for winning all those, getting all the metal, being so metal in LA.
Metal.
Cheers to Reggie 559.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers to all our golden gods of the Perfect Four, aka the ones that donate monies to us on Patreon. It is much appreciated. And thank you so much, patrons, a.k.a. Golden Gods. It's the end of the show. I can't talk anymore.
Talking
if you'd like over. To donate to the show on a regular basis, like a monthly basis, you can look in the show notes. There's a link to our Patreon page, or just physically put it in, patreon.com/perfectpour. Or just go to perfectpourpod.com, and you'll see something about Patreon there. And thank you. Big cheers to our patrons. And cheers a pint of hoppiness. And Sunny at the fort.
Because
I went into the fort this past week.
Yeah.
Got a couple of beers.
Sunny see the photo of door porn that you posted.
Yeah, door porn photo at Perfect Port Pod on social media, including Instagram, where occasionally there'll be a door porn pic on there.
That's awfully close to a dick door pic. Porn.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, Trench Run 22 on it, on Snapchat. Trench nice. Run 22 on Snapchat. There are some Perfect Poor listeners that have friended me recently, so it's what? Happening. Nobody, it's happening.
No Perfect Poor listeners have friended me.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Snapchat. Any cheers, Peter Brewer?
I have Jay Vox from Spokeasy. I walked in.
I love Jay Vox, man.
Walked in. Oh. Walked. I worked in the Spooks.
He's in a rock band in Fresno, too.
Right?
Just like the Nick 80.
So I walked into Spokeasy on Monday, and sure as shit, he was there. I was like, oh, my God, I get to see you.
Yay.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. And then cheers to Kunisama. I went there.
Kunisama, man.
I went there.
They're all about their tap takeovers there.
And I had a couple of beers. Tara was behind the bar. She's always been pretty cool. I had some food. It was edible. So, I mean, cheers to what they're doing. I mean, they have Teppan. They have tacos. They have sushi. They have non-sushi. They have it, you know, it's kind of like a buffet without being a buffet of things.
Yep.
There's something for everybody.
It's a good spot, man. It's a good spot.
But, yeah.
Cheers. Cheers. The Nick 80.
Hello. Take that, Hills Bills.
I get to see Hills Bills a lot.
Drink. Drink Hills Bills.
Go to perfect4pod.com and look at our glossary. And you
play our drinking
you
game.
You can see our drinking game invented by Hills Bills.
So we have a listener in France. Hopefully she's still listening. We now have a listener in Houghton-le-Springs, United Kingdom. We have a British. Nice. We have a Brit fan. Jeff Briggs. I think it's Briggs. I can't read my own writing.
Well, that's a very American name.
Jeff, but it's spelled G-E-O-F.
Oh, yeah.
Goff.
So Brit.
Stop licking me, dog.
Damn it, studio. New studio, dog.
So we're now worldwide.
I like it.
Cheers to Bearded Cicerone.
Bearded Cicerone.
Me.
Oh, it's just Matt. Okay,
never. Bearded Brewery has a Cicerone.
I'm a certified beer server.
Certified level Cicerone one, motherfuckers. Beer. Yeah. Level one, bitch.
And cheers to. Oh, did you see Tony Baggs was brewing beer?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I'm brewing.
Jeez.
What was he doing? Where? Is this his own equipment?
Dunbar Brewing. I think,
at Dunbar?
Yeah, they're in
He's doing the chew your beer thing.
He's doing the, yeah. Oh, no, I don't think he's making his own beer. I think he was just hanging out and interrupting them.
Yeah.
He actually kind of works like,
can
there?
I push that button?
Can I do this?
Can I push that button?
I think he just kind of walks in there and goes, hey, guys, I'm going to work today. And they go, oh, all right.
All right. Hope you don't accept a pleasure.
When I met him, he was actually bartending at Dunbar. So
Dunbar.
You know.
Dunbar.
And
well, cheers, everybody.
I'm gonna he always extends the offer. In June I'm gonna try to go out there. Our vacation house starts Sunday in June, mm-hmm. and we'll be there. So I'm gonna try to leave town Saturday and take up that offer he always. You know, we have an extra sofa next to Butters, which is his dog. And he always offers that up to me. So maybe we'll go visit Chuck Silva. We'll go to Poorhouse.
Yeah, they should be over.
Go visit Chuck Silva, Dunbar, Poorhouse, Firestone Walker, I think it's called.
Mother's?
And
Mother's Tavern?
Mother's Tavern. Your Mother's Trebek.
Your Tavern. Mother's Trebek.
Who knows? I
McClintock.
I'll probably tell him I don't want to get too crazy, but he'll probably just say, shh, 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 shh. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You don't need it. Shh, right. Shh.
It's all right. And then next thing I'll know, we'll wake up pantsless on the beach.
Whoa. Yes. No pants party.
Who doesn't want that?
We'll see.
Cheers. The Nick, did you cheers?
Yes, I did.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Then, good. I think we've accomplished a podcast then.
Unless we have one more song.
Unless we have another song. Well, we don't have any new songs, but we can play a...
This is the podcast that never ends. Oh, wait, you haven't heard that one in a while, have you?
No, I have not. You tangented us.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Don't tangent us.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't anybody dare.
All right, thanks for listening to The Perfect Four. Have a great week and drinking craft beer. Tell us about it, and we'll tell you about ours next week. Thank you.
See you guys next beer.
Sunburns are great. They are a great band that's not together.
Because they're hard to find.
So hard to find.
A little falsetto there.